Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, January 25th, 2024. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. The Chaffee County Democrats are putting up two candidates to run for open seats on the Chaffee Board of County Commissioners this year. The two candidates who will vie for the seats being vacated by term-limited commissioners Keith Baker and Greg Felt are Gina Lucrezi in District 1 and Dave Armstrong in District 2. These two candidates will be formally announced at 4 p.m. Saturday, February 17th during a fundraising event to be held at the Salida Scout Hut. Representative Brittany Pedersen, Colorado Speaker of the House Julie McCluskey, and the Honorable Ed Perlman will attend the event. Armstrong of Salida is a current Colorado Mountain College Board of Directors liaison for the Salida campus. Lucrezi is a current Town of Buena Vista trustee whose term expires in 2026 and serves as mayor pro tem. In other election news, Monday, January 22nd was the last day to circulate and turn in trustee candidate petitions for the Town of Buena Vista. Currently, there are six candidates for the open trustee positions. The Buena Vista trustee candidates are incumbents Devin Rowe and Andrew Rice, and new candidates Michael Rosenauer, Thomas Brown, Margaret Huck, and Andy Matkovich. There are four trustee positions open this election. Three of these are for four-year terms, 2024 to 2028. One is a term expiring in 2026 due to the resignation of a former trustee who was replaced with an appointment of trustee Andrew Rice in 2023. The three candidates with the highest number of votes will be awarded the four-year position. The candidate receiving the next highest vote total will take the position that expires in 2026. Ballots will be mailed to active registered voters within the town limits on Monday, March 11th. Election day is Tuesday, April 2nd. In state and national news, a historic 21.3 million people signed up for the Affordable Care Act marketplace coverage during the 2024 open enrollment year. Of the total number of enrollees, about 5 million people, one in every four, was new to the ACA marketplace, while 16 million people renewed their coverage. This news comes as four states and Washington, D.C. continue open enrollment through January 31st. A major factor this year, allowing for 4 in 5 healthcare.gov customers being able to find healthcare coverage for $10 or less per month for plan year 2024 after subsidies, was the Inflation Reduction Act and the American Rescue Plan, both programs of the Biden-Harris administration, continuing to keep marketplace coverage affordable, including on Colorado's Connect for Health program. And yesterday, Governor Polis took action to help prepare Colorado for its sesquicentennial, or 150th birthday, in 2026, which also happens to be the year of America's 250th birthday. The governor's executive order directs all state agencies to develop and implement plans that incorporate the goals of the America 250 Colorado 150 Commission to ensure the celebration in 2026 honors Colorado's history. The state agencies need to get going. They are required to send their plans to the Commission by July 1st, 2024. To learn more about the planning of the celebration, visit www.historycolorado.org/America250Colorado150. And finally, in arts and culture, Colorado Mountain College plans an open house for the community at their Salida Facility Room, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 26th. CMC will be showing art from local artist Leslie Jorgensen. CMC Salida is located in the Kesner Building at 349 East 9th Street in Salida. There will be appetizers and beverages available. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, February 1st at 9:45 a.m.